Council member Tony Madrigal is calling for an independent investigation to quell public criticism of local police surveillance on parade organizers.
Particularly because of our federal government's recent policy on unlimited access to our citizens. And I feel that this local incident has heightened our community's concern.
The council voted down Madrigal's proposal by a vote of 5-2, deciding instead to wait for results of a police internal affairs investigation. In the meantime, some 200 pages of documents resulting from the undercover operation were turned over by police. The surveillance was authorized by Deputy Chief Kevin Vogel, but other city agencies knew about it too, including Parks and Recreation, the city manager's office, and Mayor Cynthia Matthews. Local activist Rico Thunder took part in the parade planning.
When you send a message throughout the international community that America doesn't care about human liberties, civil rights, then it has a trickle-down effect on local law enforcement.
City officials contend the spying was done in the interest of protecting public safety, but ACLU attorney Mark Schlossberg says there needs to be reasonable suspicion of criminal activity before police can legally conduct surveillance.
From a public safety perspective, it makes no sense to infiltrate an organization rather than try and approach them and try and facilitate the thing.
Grant Wilson, a founder of Santa Cruz Art and Revolution, also helped plan the last night parade.
The police could have taken a very different tact and really been much more of a community police force and been supportive or at least been involved in a very visible way. And that would have been, I think, a much more positive influence than dividing the community in this way.
Many locals feel that if police will spy on peaceful parade organizers, then surely other groups have also been monitored. Another last night parade organizer, Kristen Phillips Madsen, confronted the council with photos documenting recent instances of local surveillance.
Photographs where there's an undercover officer that was in plain clothes and other kind of clothes up at UC during Tent University, during the anti-recruiter event, and at a labor event. So I think we really need to consider this is real.
ACLU attorneys will file another public records request this week seeking full disclosure of any police surveillance dating back to 2002. The police internal affairs investigation is to be complete in 3 weeks, at which time the city's public safety committee will brief the council on its findings at a special meeting set for February 13th. Vinny Lombardo, FSRN, Santa Cruz.